Welcome in. This is Winning Cures Everything. I am Christopher Giannini, and you can see I'm rolling solo today. No music intro. I don't have the access to that. That is all the bells and whistles that Gary puts on the show, and it makes it look pretty. It's not going to look pretty today. It's just me. Gary's work. Not fans of Winning Cures Everything. They are going to interrupt him today and have him doing things that he'd rather not be doing. It pays the bill, so he's got to do it. So you get me all by my lonesome. I apologize for that. It's still freezing here in Mississippi, and the podcast room that I'm in, very, very cold today. My daughter stole my space heater. And so now I'm just all bundled up, trying to stay warm. Hopefully next week you guys won't have to listen to Gary and I complain about being cold all the time as it's supposed to get warmer in our area. And hopefully the rest of the South that has been dealing with all this cold thaws out a little bit and we all get a little more pleasant to be around as things warm up. Before we get into the show, go over to winningcureseverything.com. Gary has worked his ass off to put together the website and get it looking good. You will find an article that I wrote last night. Gary posted it this morning for us, and this is the second article I've ever written, I think, for Winning Cures Everything. That is, I'm not even going to say it's worth a damn. I don't write a lot. Okay, Gary used to write all the time. I do not. I'm not good at it. It's something that gives me a lot of anxiety. Being locked in this house for all week, and not being able to go anywhere or do anything really, I had to take the opportunity to just kind of sit down, use my brain for a minute, wrote about something I had feelings on, which is the number one topic for today, kind of the big sports news. Carson Wentz deal finally goes through. Carson Wentz finally gets traded to the Eagles, or from the Eagles to the Indianapolis Colts. I'm sure Casey's going to come on here at some point in time and try to take credit for calling it. Listen, every Tom, Dick, and Harry that has a sports radio show, podcast, television show, talks to his neighbors about sports, all called that. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know that that matters at all. Listen, I didn't see it happening. I didn't think maybe Carson Wentz isn't as bad as I think he is. Okay. Maybe he's not. Maybe Frank Wright, Chris Ballard aren't the geniuses that I think they are. Maybe I'm giving a little less, not enough credit to Carson. Maybe I'm giving a little too much credit to these individuals. I think Howie Roseman comes out smelling like a rose in this situation. Did he get, what people thought he would get for him? No. But that team is pretty loaded with talent. If Carson can stay healthy, I think they'll make a wild card, at least, if not win the division. They're a pretty stacked team. Defense looks good. Offensive line looks unbelievable. Still got a lot of cap money to spend on skill players and other position players that they need. Sure them up. And they could make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, the Eagles get a one out of this deal. And that would shock me. I can't believe all that has happened for this. But once again, I'm working under my belief system that Carson Wentz isn't really that good at football. And his one magical year that he had up until he blew his ACL was just that. It was just a hell of a run that we didn't see before that, and we haven't seen any semblance of it after that. And I just don't understand why that such small window drove such a high price or such a high expectation. See some guys jumping in here. I'm not going to be great at reading all these things real fast as they roll in. Terry working at the airport, shoveling snow. Man, that is not a job that I would want to be doing. Doing the work though, brother, and hopefully getting paid right. That's just make them pay you. Michael Curtis coming in. Appreciate you jumping in, Michael. I will be trying to find that Iowa State South Dakota game. This evening at some point in time, whenever it's on. So I'll be looking that up and seeing if any of my television channels get it. I'm not good at finding stuff on the stream. Might have to have Gary shoot me a text of a bootleg stream. Damien, what's up, Damien? Damien, check out my article. I threw one shot at the Bears at the very, very end. But you got to read the article to get to it and understand the shot. So, yeah, I wrote an article, and it was about Carson Wentz, and it was about this transaction. It was about all the things that I thought of it. We'll go over a little bit of that now. Winners and losers, I really don't know how to do that. Okay, like it's impossible today, right now, for anybody to say, oh, well, this team definitely won this trade. Or this team definitely won that trade. If Carson Wentz goes to the Colts and does exactly what he's done with the Eagles, which is miss several games a year or have to come out of place, deal with injuries, and when he's on the field, not be great, then obviously the Eagles will have won this trade. Colts lost. They gave up something for a guy they didn't have to go get. They could have just not gone and got somebody and solved their quarterback situations another way. If Carson Wentz leads the Colts back to the promised land and they win a Super Bowl, does that mean that it's definitely a loss for the Eagles? I mean, it's not a good thing for the Eagles, but at the same time, the Eagles don't have the infrastructure the Colts do. So to say that he wins here, but he didn't win here, the Eagles got rid of somebody before, you know, what? No, they just didn't have the right guys to get the best out of them. So, So Andrew jumps in here, says, I could see Jacoby Brissett beating out Wentz. I don't know that's going to happen. I've had such high hopes for Jacoby when he left the Patriots and went there originally, and he kind of just never really panned out to be anything I wanted him to be. I would love for that to happen. I would not because I hate Carson, but because I really do like Jacoby. Him on those Patriots teams and him, Jimmy G, Tom, was kind of the funnest NFL locker room that we saw. You know, Tom would always take those guys to the Kentucky Derby, and they were always out around town kind of together as three guys. It was just interesting. When Jacoby went to the Colts, I thought, this is a shot to really start. And he did get a lot of chances to start. And he was good. I don't know that he was great. I hope he's learned some things, and I would love to see it. I'd love to see that guy have an opportunity to be an NFL quarterback and be successful. He's had the opportunities to actually win with them. The guy I think that won all of this is Howie Roseman. And the basis of the article at the end of the day comes out to be very simple of Howie is the first GM, head coach, owner that I have seen in a long time that I think he realized he made a mistake in the Carson Wentz experiment, maybe. He gave him a massive contract. That team's going to have to eat that, okay? It would have been so hard for almost every other general manager or personnel person in the league or owner in the league. Let's give the owner of the Eagles some credit here, too, to say, no, we signed this guy. He's our guy. We're riding with him all the way to the Super Bowl or bust. And if we go bust with him, that's the horse that we come in on. We drafted him. We paid him. Damn it, we're going to lose with him if we lose. I really appreciate the fact that Howie Roseman said, we made a mistake. We made a mistake. And we got to get out of this mistake. And it's going to cost us. 2021 is going to suck. It's going to hurt. We are going to pay a penalty. We're going to pay a major price for our mistake. But we only got to pay 1 year price. If we keep him and try to force feed this thing and it doesn't work out, we've wasted 3 years, 4 years. How far into this well do you keep going before you finally cut your losses? I have a lot of respect for that because that's one of the things I say on this show all the time. As soon as you know you have a losing hand, fold it. It will help you in life, in decision-making, more than you could ever imagine. Read the article. I'm pumping the article one more time. Read the article. You'll hear the origins to where I learned that. My grandfather taught me that statement. And I just think that's really smart. And I don't think a lot of people do it. I don't think politicians do it. I don't think corporations do it. People who run corporations, people in like everyday life, we just hitch ourselves to a take and we say, this is right. And even if it's wrong, way down the barrel, they just never let up and they give every excuse as to how, well, if this would have happened and this would have happened, then I would have been right. Come on. You know, I'm willing to, I didn't think this was going to happen. And I was bigly on saying there's not an NFL team out there who's dumb enough to buy a guy at his price, give up assets, and pay him a salary that he's not worth. No, who would do that? Obviously, there were two teams willing to do that. I think that's insane. I was wrong. We'll see if I was wrong or not. You know, if he ends up working out, they make it to an AFC title game. You know, they compete for a Super Bowl. I was wrong. If he does the same stuff he did in Philadelphia, I was right. And the people in Indianapolis made a mistake. They made a huge mistake, and they wasted an opportunity where this team, I do believe, is loaded. So those are my takes. Y'all have listened to us, all these guys. If you're new to the show, you're new to the channel, the last several months since Carson Wentz has requested a trade or demanded a trade, Gary and I have talked about this, and I just don't understand how you can watch what he's done on the field, his output for the last 2 years specifically, and say that's worthy. I want to give up assets and pay him $24 million a year for the next 2 years. Like that's I just think try your hand. Rookies are so good. People come from every year. Guys come from the NFL, from college football into the NFL at the quarterback position, and they're so much better than they used to be. They're so much better than they used to be. They are ready to play day one, and they can play at a competitive high level. Rarely do those guys go to teams like the Colts, but you know, you got assets. You just traded assets to get Carson Wentz. You don't think you can trade an asset to get into the middle of the first round? What are you talking about? Like, go get you a guy. Your team is ready to win right now. Trade next year's one and next year's two or this year's two. Like, go get your guy. But you don't have to do it with a guy that's broken. And then you got that. So if that rookie works out, man, you got him on a steal. You have him on a deal. I just don't understand. It's something that I'm interested to see it play out. Okay, let's say that. I'm very curious to see it play out. Moving on the Eagles side of it, last thing, and then we'll get out of here and we'll transition to another side. I don't know that this definitely means that they are handing the keys to Jalen Hurts. I fully expect the Eagles to be one of the teams now to be taking a quarterback in the first round of this year's draft. Might be wrong on that. Might miss again. But that's what I think. Either last year, the year before, you know, Howie Roseman came out after it had to be last year. It was after they drafted Jalen Hurts. He came out and said, we're going to be a quarterback factory. And we don't call him the backup quarterback. We call him the second quarterback because we expect both quarterbacks to play. Okay. That, with that being said, Howie actually has a pretty smart mind here. They said this all the time. Unless you get that transcendent guy, don't break the bank to re-sign him. Just draft another one. Just let him go and draft another one. Zero teams have had the balls to do that. Every team. They always say they're going to do it. Every team has always paid the guy. Now, we just saw the Rams pay the guy, regret it, dump him. Rarely ever happens. Can't believe it happened. The Eagles paid a guy, didn't deserve it, dumped him. We'll see. We will see who they take. We'll see how the Eagles work it out. I trust Howie Roseman in this situation to rebuild the Eagles. I really do. I think the Eagles are a good football team. Got a lot of people commenting on here. Let me see if I can roll through some of these.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've followed Wentz since his college days. This is from Michael Curtis. He's the type of quarterback you want to throw the ball 25, 30 times, but if you need him to 35, 45 times, you're not going to like the results. Yeah, that's probably true. I think he needs to be on a team that's good. I think he needs to be on a team that doesn't need him to be everything. So, you know, that helps a lot. Damian early on says, I'm going back. Sorry, guys. Says, I'm not mad about the Wentz trade. I don't think Wentz is that good anymore. So yeah, I don't either. I think after the injuries, man, they've all caught up to him. He's just not the player he used to be. Andrew, that's my thought too. You don't have to trade for a guy, you know, for these veterans. Yeah, I'm sold on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm telling you, I would have much rather gone out and spent. I don't know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to cost a team. Okay, but I'm going to bet it's less than $24 million a year. Okay. I'm going to bet that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to cost you less than $24 million and you don't lose your two draft picks. And this is a team that's really good at drafting. So as a Patriots fan, like, I kind of don't care when Bill Belichick trades draft picks because he kind of sucks at drafting. Like, he hasn't picked a star in the first round in a long time. That's panned out. You know, you go through all the bust of the first round, man, you got to go back a couple of years before the Patriots have actually picked somebody half decent that's worked out. Okay. But an organization that kind of hits on all their draft picks so many year in and year out the last couple of years, no, man, don't give those things away. You're good at this. You're actually really good at it. That's why you have $90 million in cap space, is because you were able to get young fast because you hit on all these draft picks. So I like it. Hernandez, I'm going to get your name right in a minute. I promise. I can read, just not well. Says, Chris, question. Sorry to change the subject, but with the Pats not having all the weapons that caused them to go back on the season, Newton, God, no, Cam Newton should not get a second chance. No. Cam is done. Cam was one of the best college football players in a single year that he started I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I think the two greatest seasons that I've ever seen in my life from a single player is Joe Burrow and Cam Newton. And I don't know that the second place is questionable at all. Like, I think there's a chasm between those two guys, okay? And then when he got in the NFL, it took him a little bit to figure out the league. But I think he was an electrifying quarterback. But I also think that his body is done. His body is done. He does not have the ability to throw the football at all anymore. And I don't think he has the ability to keep taking hits. And his only value to a team is running the ball. And while he's still good at it, he can't do it enough to consistently make it through a season. So I'm out on Cam. I don't think Cam should get another chance. I think Cam had a hell of a career that he can look back on and say, I gave him my best. He really did kind of change the tide of how the quarterback position was played in the NFL. He was the cheat code that we had seen since Michael Vick. And then after Cam, we've seen a ton of guys come in and all take it to the next level. And many of those guys are better, more accurate than him. They've got better arm talent than him. They're better quarterbacks than him. But I don't know. Other than Lamar Jackson, maybe, and we'll have to see if Lamar can hold up for all the years that Cam did. We've never seen anybody run the football the way Cam could. And so I think Cam's done. I think it's okay to hang it up and say, I did what I came here to do. I changed the game. And he really did. He changed the game of football for the quarterbacks and the way offenses are ran. So Boom City Bush. Imagine the quarterback if the Eagles take Trey Lance. Yeah, I've seen a lot of Trey Lance jokes going around. You know, one North Dakota guy from another North Dakota guy. I think Trey Lance has a chance to be good. I've told you before, I won't be surprised. I won't be shocked. Now it'll obviously be a big deal because it's never happened before. I won't be surprised if seven quarterbacks go in the first round. I've talked about this. Okay. Now maybe Trask played himself out of the first round, so that hurts. Nobody's going to give Ian Book a first round grade, but I think Ian Book's better than a lot of the guys that are being projected way above him. You know, outside of the top three guys, I don't dislike any of them, but I wouldn't take a first round chance on them. Okay. I think there are so many skill players and a lot of great elite defensive players coming out of this draft. Offensive line players, holy crap. I think it's going to be a good offensive line draft. Last year was a good offensive line draft. And I believe that I would go a different direction. Okay. I would if I can't get Trevor, if I can't get Fields, if I can't get Zach, I think I would go a different direction. But that's not, you know, that's not to say any of those other guys won't end up being good. We'll have to see. So that's my thoughts on the quarterbacks in the first round and how they're going to go. Moving on, staying on the Eagles just for a little bit. DeSean Jackson gets released to Eagles. Howie Roseman trying to free up some money. He's got 30-something million dollars tied up in dead cap space from Carson. They want to compete. They think the NFC South or East, God, man. My brain's gone. The NFC East is still up for grabs next year. Nobody looks like they're running away with anything. And if he can put a competitive roster together, he can. But he's going to have to scrape every nickel, dime, and penny he can with that 30-something million dollar cap hit, holding them down. Letting go of Jackson frees up about $5.8, almost $6 million for the team. I think that's a big deal. I think that's a smart move. You want to get younger at the wide receiver position. And I think some of these rookies that they could go out and get in the second and third round, golly, I think second round receivers have been better than the first round receivers. I mean, if we look back at you know the two Ole Miss guys that went, you know, in the second round or later on, and AJ Brown, DK Metcalf, whoo, man, you know, not that everybody that went before them isn't great. But I'd take those two boys over everybody in that draft class right now. So you can still find a lot of value and a lot of talent at the skill position. And I think Howie knows that. Moving on. This is something that that my buddy Terry is going to appreciate. Baseball. College baseball is back. And I know that the South is freezing right now. And Mississippi, I'm assuming all the way through into Texas. And across the entire state of Texas just got dumped on a lot of snow. But you know what? I think that's all supposed to be gone this weekend. And college baseball is saying we're going to play. We are starting up. We are opening up. I love college baseball. Baseball was my first love when it came to sports. And it's always going to have a soft spot in there. I didn't appreciate college baseball until I got into college. And now it is a game that I love. And if you think SEC guys are obnoxious about football, holy crap. Just wait and see how obnoxious we can get when it comes to college baseball. We got five of the top eight teams in the NCAA right now, preseason rankings. That'll hold up, but there's a bunch of them. They're good. The SEC puts a lot of stock in being good at college baseball, and I'm excited. We have this weekend is a little special thing. If they did it last year, I missed it, and I don't think they did it. I don't think we got any baseball. We got some, I think, before the Rona yet. Not a lot, but anyway, Big 12 SEC showdown, basically a lot like what the college basketball does. They're going to Arlington, Texas. Now, originally when all the snow came down in Texas and they were dealing with power issues, they were going to move it. But I think it's warming up. I think they're getting a lot of those things fixed. I think a lot of people are getting power back on now and they're cleaning up some of those situations. And I think we're going to have baseball. I absolutely love what is happening here. You have six teams between two conferences that are in the top 15. Six in the top 15, and they're all going to play one another. The three representatives for the SEC are the two Mississippi schools, Mississippi State and Ole Miss, are going to team up with Arkansas to play a little round robin against Texas, Texas Tech, and TCU. All happening in Arlington. I'm really excited. I can't wait to watch it. I love college baseball. I think Ole Miss, Mississippi State are both going to be really good. Things clear up. We get some nice warmer weather. I will be finding me a couple of weekends down in Starkville and in Oxford to go watch. Might sneak away down to Baton Rouge to catch a game or not. Baton Rouge during baseball time is a lot of fun because you don't have – the older I get, the less I like big crowds. You don't have the crazy hustle and bustle of college football going on. Man, I cannot wait. Going to be a short show today, guys, because it is just me, and I'm not smart enough to come up with a bunch of different topics like Gary is. So, Terry, go through the last couple of comments. Terry coming in said baseball's back. Pitchers and catchers. Yeah, pitchers and catchers, I think, report next week for Major League Baseball. And, holy crap, I missed, like, the biggest topic that I actually wanted to talk about. I totally skipped over my notes. See, this is why you got to have good handwriting, guys. I wrote it, and I still can't read it. Fernando Tatis getting paid, my friend. Man, getting paid. And I'll tell you this, he absolutely 100% deserves it. He deserves every nickel, every penny. This guy is electric. He is lightning. He is one of the most entertaining baseball players you are going to find. And he is on my San Diego Padres. I've never been a Padre fan, but one of my best friends from San Diego is a huge Padres fan. I love those guys. They're a lot of fun. I haven't made my picks yet this year. It's a little too early for me. I'm getting close. That you're gonna probably see the Padres. I will tell you this: MLB package team right there. Well worth the money if you get the MLB package team to watch the Padres. They're gonna be a lot of fun. I think they're going to take the Goliath down a little bit north of them, but we'll have to see. Tatis, 14 years, $340 million. Now, I have watched all over baseball forums on Facebook and Twitter talking about there's no way I would sign a guy for 14 years. Are you crazy? That's so long. Are you insane? Listen, he is 22 years old. When this thing is done, he is 36, and his talent level, his productivity, what he would garner on a free market is going to be between $30 and $35 million. Okay, so they are getting a $24 million a year is an absolute steal. Okay, it's just a steal. It gives him lifetime security. He's going to make more money than you could ever imagine. The state of California is just losing their mind because they're going to rape and pillage about 45 to 50% of that. And he's going to be a star in San Diego. Thing I love about it, there are no opt-outs, and he has a no-trade clause. I think he's going to spend all 14 years with the Padres, and that makes my heart smile. That makes me warm inside. I love the Padres. My boy Cameron, he's been rolling with them for so long, and they broke his heart every year for so long. Last year, they gave us a little bit of hope, and I'm right there with them. I think as long as they're going to spend the money that they're going to spend, they have drafted well, they've scouted well. Now they're not letting these guys get gone. Man, I just love this signing so much. Watch out for Tatis. This guy's coming for MVPs. This guy's coming for the playoffs. They continue to build around him. They got some good young arms. They got a lot of talent on that team. They're getting better. So anyway, that was my most excited baseball news that I almost ended the show and forgot. See, this is why I can't do this stuff alone. That's why I need Gary, because I'm not good at this crap. If you want to throw me a little sympathy, please, go read my article. Understand it was written with somebody who has an eighth grade reading level. Be kind. If you like it, say nice things publicly. If you think it's crap, you want to give me criticism, I take criticism really well. Shoot it to the DMs. You can hit me. You don't have to crash, you know, smash me publicly, you know, whatever. I appreciate you guys. Love every bit of it. Darren McCardle comes in here. Rays and was he any better? No. I think Tatis is the best young player in baseball. I do. I think he's the best player in baseball. I really do. I really, really, really do. I know that a lot of people are going to argue that, and I know a lot of metrics are going to go against that. I really do think he's the best. Now, if you want to go baseball nerd and you want to get into the MLB, right now is a great time to do it. The young talent in baseball right now is unbelievable. It's better than it's ever been my entire life. Every 2 to 3 years, we would have like an Andrew McCutchen or a Bryce Harper, like a star that would come out. But it wasn't all the time, and it damn sure wasn't every year. And right now, there are, I don't know, 15 to 20 guys that are under 24 years old, 25 years old, that are better than anybody I've seen in 30, 40 years. I mean, you know, basically my entire life. Just incredible level of baseball. They're smart. They know the game. They know how to hit. Analytics have helped this a lot. So many of these guys are so excited. I'm curious to see, you know, can the Nats hang on to Juan Soto? He's a young star that's going to get paid at some point in time. And are they going to have to let him go? Are they going to keep him? And, you know, I'm not going to start running through the list, but there are just a ton of young guys. Find your team, find your local. If you don't have a team, pick a team. Just pick anybody. Don't pick the Dodgers or the Yankees. Okay. Look, give me that. Just give me a little bit of hope for the future, and don't pick the Dodgers. Don't pick the Yankees. Screw those guys. Forget those teams. Pick anybody else, man. The young talent that's around Major League Baseball right now. Crazy impressive. Super good. And yeah, I don't think there's anybody better than Javi Baez. No, Javi is not as good as Tatis, man. I'll die on that hill. I'll absolutely die on that hill. So anyway, yeah, okay. Maybe defensive. I don't even know defensively. Javi's pretty damn good defensively. So I've got to get out of here because now I'm just at a point where I'm rambling like a moron. I don't want to do that. Bad content is not what you guys want. It's not what you pay for. You don't pay for anything. Appreciate it, though. Do love you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Be safe out there. If you're in one of these areas where you got a lot of snow and you don't normally get snow, we don't know how to do this stuff all the time. We get a little crazy and we drive a little erratic. So let's be safe out there. Let's take care of one another, okay? Appreciate everybody. Thank you very much. And we'll see you Monday.